Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, 1 week more. Today, we have the great pleasure of having here Jesus, our friend Jesus. He's a music expert. He has working with music for a lot of years. And I'm very happy and I would like to say hello. Hello Jesus, how are you?
Hi, Mari Carmen. To be honest, it's a great pleasure share with you my ideas regarding the music. Thanks for your words in the presentation.
As you could guess, our topic today is about music. About music over decades. So, Jesus, things are changing every day, don't you think so?
Yes, yes of course.
So, yes. To start, I would like to talk about genres. And I would like to ask you a brief introduction about the evolution, the music evolution, during the different decades.
Yes, well, it's a good point to start with the topic. There are a lot of genres in the history of the music. Classical music, disco, pop, rock, metal, indie, rap, trap, reggaeton, electronic music. These are the main genres that we know.
Yes, and the most popular. And now, yes. I would like to turn to the decades. If you want, you could give us a brief introduction about every decade and an example, please, in order to give an idea to all our listeners.
Yes. Yes, it's important because people in current times don't know what kind of music listening in the 80s or in the 90s. Well, to start with, I'd like to say something about the 80s because MTV Channel changed everything. It was a revolution and we called the opportunity to know Madonna, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston,
Mariah Carey.
Yes, Mariah Carey in the end of the 80s were the center of the music at this moment. But what happened then in the 90s? Well, the pop suffered an evolution and appeared. The boy bands and the girl bands and the teenagers want to be a Backstreet Boy or a Spice Girl.
That's true.
Yes, and on the other hand, in the 90s, groups like Nirvana or Metallica were the main groups regarding the rock. Well, and in the beginning of the century, Latin music starts to introduce artists like J-Lo, Shakira, or Bruno Mars. And it was the beginning of something.
Fantastic, Jesus. To finish, and talking about all these changes and the evolution all these decades, I would like to ask you the last question, and if you could give your opinion, your point of view, it would be fantastic. What do you think about the future? Do you think things will change more, or what do you think about the plans for the music?
Well, you have a point there with this question. It's such a great question. We are living a new age with reggaeton and trap in the last years. And what will happen in the future? So in 20 years time, from my point of view, I might be wrong, but it's like the cycle of the life. We will be again in the 80s with the pop, and in the 90s with the rock and the pop. Why? Because people need to change over and over again. It's the only way to promote new artists, new groups, and it's like the fashion. It's pretty similar.
That is, yes, I think it's fashion. I couldn't agree more with you, Jesus. And I think that all our listeners are also pretty happy to hear you. Now I would like to say thank you very much for your company today. And if you want to come here again, you are invited. This is your house, and it will be a pleasure.
Thanks. I will listen to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
We will continue discovering things. Bye.